I'm That Porn Guide, and you're listening to That Porn Guide Podcast, Episode 6. Just real quick before we get started, if you haven't already, check out that awesome, totally not safe for work coloring book, links in the description. In today's episode, we'll be talking about porn star Jessica Robin and OnlyFans girl, sweet little May. Then a little later, a steamy story from the internet, followed up by tech toys and crowdfunding, where we will be talking about an awesome tabletop gaming coffee table that you're not going to want to miss. And then in the news, we will be covering a story about a twisted food blogger who killed and mutilated an Italian porn star. But first up, birthday announcements for the week. On March 29th, Brandy Love celebrated her birthday. On March 30th, Capri Anderson and Marina Visconti celebrated their birthdays. On March 31st, Tanya Tate celebrated her birthday. Then on April 2nd, Adriana Maya celebrated her birthday. On April 3rd, Talia Dova celebrated her birthday. And then on April 4th, Georgia Jones and Spencer Scott celebrated their birthdays. Hats off to you ladies for being so beautifully sexy on your birthdays. Thank you for all your hard work and the content you create for us viewers. I just wanted you to know you are appreciated. Just real quick before we continue, I would love to hear what my audience has to say, and I include a link everywhere I post these podcasts and videos to be able to record a message and leave me some comments and whatnot. I would love to hear what you have to say, your comments, questions, content that I can include in the show, such as steamy stories or any information you think might be relevant to the show. Even if you want to plug your own not safe for work content, maybe you have a crowdfunding campaign going up, or maybe you have your own podcast or your own social media that you would like plugged, as long as it's not safe for work and you think it's relevant to my audience, I will share it. So don't be shy. Click the link that allows you to record a message, get her done, and if it's appropriate, I will include it in the shows. So help me out by being part of the show. Hashtag my dog dot. If you don't understand what this hashtag my dog dot thing is all about, you need to check us out on YouTube, where this podcast is a video, and wherever you hear hashtag my dog dot, I include a funny picture of my big fur baby. And that's all it is. Essentially just a running joke that I created out of thin air. I don't know for a fact that it brings joy to some people's lives. I just know it's true. And just like that, next up, our porn star of the week. So our porn star of the week is the gorgeously, naturally big boob girl with red hair and self-described as American adult model and porn star, Jessica Robin. Jessica Robin was born on November 20th, 1994 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Her first job was working as a cashier at a Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh my, there ain't no Jessica Robins in my Kentucky Fried Chickens around here. I don't think I've ever walked into a Kentucky Fried Chicken and thought to myself, dang, that girl's so hot she could be a porn star. Yeah, that must be like an anomaly in the Matrix or something, because I can't imagine walking into a Kentucky Fried Chicken and be like, damn, I'm gonna get me a two-piece and see some of that in the video later on. There ain't no porn star looking girls at the Kentucky Fried Chickens around where I live at. Anyway. The stunning green-eyed beauty first became involved in the adult entertainment industry just a few days after she turned 18, together with her best friend and wife, Roxana Ray, who was also an extremely hot porn star. The things that I would do to be the meat in that sandwich. Jessica Robin started performing in adult films in 2013. Among the notable companies Jessica has done work for includes adult websites such as Brazzers and Bang Bros. If you've never seen her before, Jessica Robin has natural 34 effing fantastic boobies. And those fantastic boobies have done her plenty of favors in her career, including gaining her instant fame amongst her fans, producers, and co-stars. Jessica Robin's ethnicity is marked as white American. She has red hair, green eyes. She's 5'5". Hey, she's the exact same height as me. she weighs 115 pounds. Damn it, I don't weigh 115 pounds, though. She weighs 115 pounds. Her breasts are 34 Fs. Her bra cup size is 32 triple D. She has a 26-inch waist, 37-inch hips. That gives her that hourglass figure. You know, she got the big boobs, small waist, and the big hips. Mwah, chef's kiss there. She does have tattoos, and she has a tongue piercing, as far as I know. And she doesn't have anything marked down for education, but I did read somewhere that she does take online classes. That's all I could find on that. Her career spanned from 2012 to 2018. She has a Pornhub rank of 722, and from what I understand, from the little bit I could find out her, Her hobbies include skateboarding and watching Mob Wives. With the exception of her Pornhub bio that I'm about to read, I couldn't really find any other interesting information on her. Well, at least information that I thought would be interesting from my point of view. But let's get into that Pornhub bio real quick. Jessica Robbins' Pornhub bio reads, if her name sounds familiar, maybe it's because you are remembering the buxom animated redhead with a similar moniker, the sultry voice, and the love for a funny rabbit. However, the real-life flesh and tits and ass Jessica Robbins has way more to offer. She's a real redhead, and she's got some real natural double D boobies. The only rabbits she likes are maybe the jackrabbit vibrator and ass stimulator. Not that Jessica needs toys when she could get a dick to fuck her just by wishing it. Jessica seems like a real sweetheart, always laughing and smiling and giggling whenever there's somebody to finger pop or poon. You've got to see how adorable she is when her eyes light up, which happens every time a boner grazes her lips, ready to fuck her big smiling mouth. Jessica is a real girl with a natural body that packs a bit of extra fuck pounds in all the right places for a good plump and juicy fuck session. If you were so lucky to have her sit that ass down on your face, you would wish you were Pinocchio so you could lie your ass off and fuck her butthole with your nose. She's got these thick and creamy thighs that could pop someone's head off if they failed to worship her engorged vagina just the way she likes it. She's one soft, voluptuous, plushy sex toy with all three holes just singing for constant attention. That wraps up her bio, and she doesn't have much in the way of social medias other than her Instagram, which can be found at JessicaRobin_, where she has 22,000 followers. On the subject of her Instagram, let's have a quick look-see, and I will describe some of the images on her Instagram for my podcast listeners. All right, we're on her Instagram now. Let's have a look and see what we can find. The first image that catches my eye in her Instagram list is a picture of her. This is a picture of her people with a foot-worshipping fetish. She's sitting on a bed. She's wearing a red shirt, and it's kind of low-cut, so you can kind of see some cleavage a little bit. But the part that I want to describe is she's sitting with her feet facing the camera, and you can see her toes, her cute little feet with her toes curled over, and her toenails are painted red, the same color as her shirt. So she's got red hair, red shirt, red toenails, pretty little feet. Find that interesting, and we'll move on here. I'm going to describe about five images, and then we'll move on to the next segment. So the next image I want to have a look at, ooh, here's a real nice one. She is sitting on a couch, it looks like. She's holding a couple stuffed animals on either side of her chest, using them to push her boobies together. Obviously, this is Instagram, so she's got a bra on. She's got a top on, a shirt on too, but it's open and you can see her bra, and then her bra is pushing her boobs together along with the stuffed animals. Looks really nice. Really nice, nice. Here's actually one where she is naked, but she is implied nude, as it were, because she's not showing any nipples or anything on the bottom. She's on a bed, she's bent over, but her ass is faced towards the wall, away from the camera, and her chest is against the bed, so you can't really see anything. Once again, red hair, luscious lips, beautiful eyes. Love her makeup in this one. Just gorgeous woman. And the last one I'm going to describe is, well, here's one that kind of shows her butt. She's wearing a one-piece bikini. It's pink. She's bent over air conditioner. It looks like she's in like in a motel room. It's got that air conditioner that's like against the wall underneath the window. She's bent over that. Now Jessica Robin doesn't have that number 10 ass that I like, but she does have a nice butt, and she has a clean butthole in most of her scenes. So it's like, even though it's not the number 10 ass, it's still the chef's kiss of an ass. And she's looking over her shoulder, and you know, she's got the smile on her face, that girl next door look. She's very beautiful. Another one I'm actually gonna like, that one. And we'll do one more, actually. Oh yes, we gotta do one more because I just found one that is amazing. So she is obviously still in that same motel, but she's on the motel bed, and she's bent over with her ass facing the camera. She is wearing panties, but her ass cheeks are spread, and you can easily imagine what's underneath those panties. You can see that vagina, the crest of it, the crease of it rather. Her ass is, like I said, she's bent over, she's got her ass spread. She's wearing that yellow and panty bottoms and yellow bra still. She's looking over her shoulder. Very nice pictures. Her ass is, yeah, it's close to a number 10. It's like a number 8, to say the least. It's definitely a number 8, not a number 10, but it's still very nice. Let's see, anything else here? And okay, no, this one for sure is the last one I'm going to describe. It's just, I was scrolling down and I saw this one. This could be, promised, the last one. It's a waist up picture, and she's got her mouth just wide open. It looks like she's ready to take a ginormous cock right to the face, but she's holding a big ass hot dog just covered in ketchup, and it's coming towards her face. It's just great. It's a great fucking picture. You got to see that one. I'm gonna like that one as well. I actually think I'm going to snip this picture for the video for YouTube. All right, well, that concludes our viewing of Jessica Robbins' Instagram. She didn't have a Twitter that I could find. She didn't have an OnlyFans, no TikTok that I could find. No, there's videos of her on YouTube, but I don't believe she has a YouTube channel. So once again, she does have the Instagram with 22,000 followers. And that's going to conclude our deep dive into Jessica Robbins. And as per usual, I would say to be sure to hit up her social medias, but with the lack thereof, most certainly a lack of variety of social medias, I'll just say follow her on Instagram, and while you're hitting up her social medias, be sure to hit up ours as well. You can find us on Twitter and YouTube at ThatPornGuide and on Reddit at PornPodcast. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. Hashtag my dog dot. Before we move on to our OnlyFans scroll of the week, let me make a heartfelt plea to your inner soul to help me keep this podcast going. If you haven't had a look already, we have some affiliate links in the description area to this podcast and video on YouTube. They include things like Not Safe for Work, Erotic, and Uncensored Coloring Books. We also have a link in there to some VR goggles that, with the right smartphone, will make the perfect viewing platform for virtual reality porn, which is absolutely amazing if you haven't already experienced it. There's also a link to a beard grooming kit that makes the perfect gift for any occasion, and a whole host of other tech and toys for adults. Purchasing through our affiliate links helps fund the creation of this podcast and channel, so treat yourself to something you never knew you already wanted, and at the same time, help us to continue creating content. Our OnlyFans girl of the week is self-described 18+, they/them barista content creator, Sweet Little May. I couldn't find a whole lot of information regarding Sweet Little May, so I'll just do my best to describe her and try to entice you all to check her out for yourself. She appears to have brown hair. Her eye color appears to be a beautiful shade of brown. She has big, gorgeous, fuck me eyes, all natural, perky, medium, small breasts with perfect small round areolas with button nipples, tan skin, nose, lip, and nipple piercings, and of course she has that number 10 ass. Now, I did contact her, and she did respond with some promising news that she did want to share some stuff, but if you're hearing me talk about it, then she obviously didn't get back to me in time, or trolled us real good. You would assume when you offer somebody free publicity and advertisement at no cost to them to drive traffic to their site for free, that they'd be a little bit more, you know, wanting to help themselves by helping you. But I guess in this day and age, they're probably worried about getting scammed or taken advantage of, etc. Anyways, can't win them all. All you can do is lead the horse to water, but you can't make them drink. I guess as a consolation prize, though, we can always have a look-see at her Twitter, and I'll describe some images for my podcast audience. All right, so we're on her Twitter, and the first image I'm going to describe is of her, and she's in a restroom, I believe. It might even be a airplane restroom. I can't really tell, but she's slightly bent over. She has her pants pulled down just below her butt cheeks. Now, she's got this number 10 ass, and it's just beautiful. And especially in this image, it's very well shaped, very nice, just ever so slightly bulged out from her slightly bending over. She's wearing a white and black striped shirt with long sleeves, but she's got one of the sleeves pulled up just a little bit. She's got a face mask on and a beanie. She's got her glasses on. She's got green painted fingernails. I guess they're lime green. And she's using her phone to take a picture of herself in the mirror. Very nice. And it's actually part of a set. And then the second image is kind of the same thing. She's slightly more to the side profile now. You still get a good view of her butt cheeks, but now she's got her mask pulled down and you can see her nose and lip piercings. She's a gorgeous woman, by the way. Very, very beautiful. She's got a very nice shaped body. And the last image in the set is still the same thing. She's kind of side profile, ass cheeks hanging out, pulled down, just her pants pulled down just below her ass cheeks, except in this one she's smiling. Man, I do a horrible job at describing these images, but I do my best. I'm doing what I can. All right, so I found one here of her fully naked. And this is on Twitter once again, so you can actually see her full naked. This OnlyFans girl actually posts full naked content, where some of the other girls only do their OnlyFans are fully naked. But in this image, she's sitting down on a blanket or a towel on the ground. She's outside, broad daylight, fully naked. She's got her legs tucked underneath her, and one leg is tucked in towards her with her foot right at her crotch, just barely covering her vagina, like her ankle. So her foot's kind of tucked up on her underneath her other leg, and the heel of her foot is covering her vagina. You can see her pubic hair, but you can't see her actual vagina. But you can see everything above that. Like I said, she's fully naked. It looks like she has maybe some oil on or some sunblock or something. She's very shiny. Like I said, she's got, like when I was describing her, she's got those beautiful medium small boobs, or they're real tits, and she's got these perfect little round areolas and button nipples. One of her nipples is actually pierced, and she's looking, I don't know what she's looking off into the distance. She's not looking at the camera. The lighting's a bit harsh in this one, but it still looks really nice. And then there's a video here that she retweeted of her next to another girl's ass. This other girl, who's she's got her head next to, also has a number 10 ass, it looks like. And the other girl, she's wearing like this, it's not fishnet, I don't believe, but it's like a dress, like a tight, very tight fitting mini dress skirt type thing, but it's got like little cuts in it so you can see pretty much everything through it. And it's squishing her ass cheeks together, looks really nice. And sweet little May, or Mai, it might be Mai. I might be saying it wrong, I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, sweet little Mai. Yeah, I think it's Mai, because it's like Mai Tai, like, you know. Anyway, that's besides the point. Let me get back on track here. She's got her head right next to that number 10 ass, looks really nice. Go on her Twitter, check it out for yourself. She's got some interesting images on here. Let's see. I was looking for one, because she apparently at some point in time, I guess, worked as a barista, one of those, like, sexy baristas. I was going to describe some of that. Ooh, here's a video. The video of her in the shower, and she's slapping her number 10 ass, and it's kind of jiggling a little bit. Doesn't jiggle too much, because it's a pretty firm ass. So it doesn't jiggle too much, but it's a very full ass, if that makes sense. A very full ass, very well-pronounced ass, and she's grabbing it and jiggling it, but it doesn't really shake a whole lot, because it's like, it's fucking hanging on for fucking life, to her fucking body. Like, it's defying gravity. Her ass is defying gravity. It's fucking just... It's a fucking champ of an ass. The fucking ass is like hanging in there, you know what I'm saying? Like, ugh, what I would do just to grab up some of those ass cheeks and just... Anyways, I shouldn't be saying these things. I'm gonna have to bleep that out for the YouTube. Oh no, it looks really nice though. And anyways though, she's faced away from the camera, but she's kind of looking over her shoulder. She's grabbing her ass, and you can get a little side boob. Very nice. Let's see. I'll describe one more and then we'll move on. Let's see, what do we got here? Going through this is a bit of a side note. As I was going through her Twitter, I ran across a picture of a girl who I actually found while I was originally going through her Twitter that I'm going to try to make next week's OnlyFans girl, who goes by the name Haley Rose. And sweet little Mai fucking retweeted her, and so that's how I found this girl, Haley Rose, and I'm going to make her next week's. I actually already contacted her to try to get some information for next week's show, but she responded saying maybe, and then I asked her what could I do to make that maybe a yes, and she hasn't really responded yet, so probably not gonna get any info for her either. But she's pretty hot. She got some massive natural titties with some giant areolas that look really nice. Just beautiful girl. Anyways, that's for next week. Moving on here, sweet little Mai. Let's see if we can find another image of her. It looks nice. Something really nice for the finish. Okay. I found one of the barista ones I was talking about a little while ago. Okay, so she's in the office, as it were, and she's looking hot as usual. And she's got this this really tight-fitting bikini on, and it basically covers half of her boob and her nipples. And it's got skulls on it. It's kind of elongated. You have to see this picture really to understand, because it's not like a typical bikini, but it's like very tight-fitting and it's very revealing. It doesn't cover a whole lot. It's got green skulls on it, and then she's got a wig on. I'm assuming, I guess she could have dyed her hair, but I'm assuming this is a wig. It's purple and green and yellow, and it matches the bikini. And on top of that, she's drinking a green drink. So her bikini, her drink, and her hair all match. It's a nice picture. I like it a lot. Very sexy, very hot. All right, so that wraps up our quick look at her Twitter. You should definitely check her out for yourself. She's a pretty hot girl. At least I think she's fucking hot. Anyways, you can find her Twitty at her Tweety. Her Twitter at Sweet Little Mai, where she has 15,800 followers. Her OnlyFans also Sweet Little Mai, where she has 17,900 likes. I did not find her on TikTok. I did not find her on YouTube. And her Instagram is at Barista Mai. And that wraps up everything we have on Sweet Little Mai. So we're moving on to our next segment, Steamy Stories from the Internet. But before we get into it, I just wanted to give a big thanks to Anonymous Kitty 69 for giving us permission to read their story on the show.
First, you need a little history about me. I've been married for 15 years to my high school boyfriend, so my sexual experiences were extremely limited. Think of me as a married virgin that has only ever tasted vanilla. My husband is super boring in bed and can't always perform, if you know what I mean. Needless to say, the past 15 years have been long and caused me to have a lot of pent-up sexual desires. One day I finally had enough of not being satisfied in bed and put myself out there on the good old internet. I had a lot of men reach out within the first few days, and I chose a few I really liked to get to know better. One of them just happened to be a sexy cop. We would call him Michael. We flirted, teased, and got to know each other on Kick for a few days, and then decided we wanted to meet. What I didn't know about Michael is that he's a dom. He's the first dom I've ever had and wasn't sure what to expect. I learned real fast though. He requested a pic of me in my panties, and I told him that he would have to wait until later that night. He said that was fine, but I needed to be topless since he was made to wait. I sent him a pic of me in my bra and panties that evening, but because I wasn't fully topless, I was assigned 10 spankings when he saw me. He also told me that when I met him, I would need to take off my panties and give them to him. I said I would if he earned it with a great kiss. We finally met up, and that sexual tension was through the roof. We got out of our cars and hugged, and he gave me a quick but filthy quick kiss and then told me to get back in my car, give him my panties, and follow him somewhere private where he could kiss me better. We met at his house, and we both got out of our cars and immediately started making out. I had on a little sundress, and he slipped a finger under my dress and stroked me, and then he slipped one finger inside my wet pussy. He then stopped kissing me long enough to taste me on his finger. He said he needed more and opened up his shed so that we could get a little rowdier. He lifted me up onto his workbench and started sucking and licking my pussy. I was panting and moaning, needing more and more of him. He slipped a few fingers in and started a fast rhythm with his fingers while sucking my clit. I'm pretty sure my soul left my body at that point as the walls closed in around me and I orgasmed. I couldn't wait to taste and suck his dick. He pulled his hard cock out and I got on my knees and started licking, sucking, and stroking. I wanted to take all of him, but it's been so long since I've sucked cock. My throat couldn't take much. He pulled me back up to his mouth and we made out while I stroked his cock. Then he grabbed me and turned me around so that I was leaning onto his workbench with my ass in the air. It was time to receive my punishment. I was made to count as he spanked me. 1 sir, 2 sir, 3 sir, until 10. He then started teasing my pussy with his cock and slowly started to enter me. But it's important to remember that I have a really tight pussy as a result of not being used much. He worked slow and steady and finally plunged his cock into me. I was in heaven being filled with his cock from behind. He couldn't come inside me because we didn't have protection. Instead, he turned me around, made me put the panties I gave him back on, and came into them. He said I needed to wear them the rest of the day. I was so fucking wet from both his and my juices all day. Later that night, I sat next to my husband on the couch, smiling with my cock cum filled panties on as I reminisced about my day.
This week in Adult Tech Toys and Crowdfunding, I bring you a Safe for Work Kickstarter project titled The Origins Season 2, The Gaming Coffee Table. The summary reads, our innovative gaming coffee table expands to accommodate all size games while retaining a standard coffee table footprint. Now, I love me some tabletop gaming, and I personally found this project particularly interesting, and thought it worthy of sharing with you all. I can't believe I couldn't say that word. I had to get a robot to say it for me. If you occasionally play some tabletop games or host a regular D&D night, you're going to want to check out this gaming table for yourself. It's modular, looks to be well-built and aesthetically eye-pleasing, and will easily enough impress your friends, family, or raiding party. They explain all the details in a few different videos on the project page. I will, though, hit you with some highlights real quick. It appears they have two different offerings. One is a Origins board gaming coffee table, and the other is just an Origins board gaming table. I believe the difference between the two is the coffee table maintains a smaller footprint and does not appear to have cup holders, whereas the standalone board gaming table has nooks for your gaming pieces and cup holders. Both tables have interchangeable neoprene playing surfaces that will allow you to customize your table for different aesthetics depending on which game you're playing. The board game coffee table's dimensions are 47 inches by 30.5 inches by 16 inches, but can be reconfigured with an optional 3-leaf topper that can be added to increase the playing surface to 61 inches by 37 inches. The Origins gaming table dimensions are 72 inches by 48 inches by 31 inches, with a play area of 61 inches by 37 inches and a recessed play area of 4 inches. Now that recessed play area is kind of a dip in the table to keep all of your game pieces and board games, you know, kind of from rolling out. Plus the recessed area allows for the cup holders and your nooks for the gaming pieces. The project claims that the Origins gaming table is made from solid ash wood. Solid ash wood is one of the most durable types of wood and has an extensive history in fine furniture making. It is durable, lightweight, and aesthetically pleasing, and appears to come in three finishes, including graystone, onyx, and American walnut. The project was created by Gaming Theory Tables, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. They started the project with a pledge goal of $150,000, and at the time of recording this podcast, they had already raised over $230,000, with more than 260 backers, with almost a month still left in the campaign. If you're unfamiliar with crowdfunding projects, essentially the way it works is the creator sets a goal for amount of money that they would need to see the project or the creation of whatever they're making to completion. And the backers or the people pledging the money or investing the money are only charged, and the creator only receives the money if that goal is met. Where in this case, they had a goal of $150,000. They've already surpassed that by a significant amount with $230,000. And generally, these campaigns run for about 30 days, and considering that they're only a few days at the creation of this, or the recording of this podcast, they're only a few days into their campaign, and they've already surpassed their goal amount, means they're well-funded and well on their way to a successful campaign. Now, at this point, they do have stretch goals, and that's what that means is the more money they make, the more features they add. And you'll just have to go to the campaign, have a look what their stretch goals are, and see what that means for this particular campaign, because it varies from campaign to campaign. Anyways, if you're looking to furnish a gaming room, I would definitely have a look-see at this project, as it could be the centerpiece for your gaming night. It even makes for a great conversation piece, in my opinion. You can get the Origins coffee table by pledging $1,199, or the Origins gaming table for $2,024. Do keep in mind, I am not affiliated with Gaming Theory Tables, and as such, I do not guarantee the quality of their work or the fulfillment of any products or services, nor do I stand to profit in any way from advertising their crowdfunding campaign on Kickstarter. I do hope you all found this project interesting, and I would love to hear what you have to say about it in the comments, or you can call into the show and leave a recording. Links in the description. Next up, porn news. News this week, Nick Pisa for Mail Online writes that a twisted food blogger killed an Italian porn star while filming a bondage movie, where he handcuffed her naked to a stripper pole, hit her with a hammer, and then slit her throat to end her misery when he realized he had gone too far. Police found the body of 26-year-old Carol Martizzi, whose dismembered body was found in trash bags by the side of the road in Italy this month. Her neighbor, 43-year-old David Fontana, admitted to filming himself as he brutally killed the porn star. He said they were making a violent erotic video when he got carried away. Maltese had turned to sex work during the pandemic to care for her child, sources say. Fontana then told shock officers he waited a day before trying to burn the mother of one's face to disguise her identity, and then buying a saw to dismember her body into 15 pieces. Fontana then bought a deep freezer from Amazon and kept her body in bags at his home before dumping the remains of Carol, which were found earlier this month by a passerby who was shocked to find her severed hand inside. She was identified after police revealed details of her distinctive tattoo, and she was recognized by people who had seen her adult work on OnlyFans. Carol was last seen in January, but Fontana carried on using her phone and sending messages to give the impression she was still alive, even paying her rent where she lived next door to him. Fontana is currently in custody and due to appear in front of an investigative magistrate accused of aggravated murder, as well as mutilating and hiding a corpse. Quite honestly, I don't know what's more disturbing. That in this world we live in, a mother has to turn to filming erotic content to feed her family, or that you can't even trust your neighbor won't kill you and dismember you. That's just downright chilling and disturbing, and quite honestly, a horrible place to end the show. But that is our show for this week. You can find us on Twitter and YouTube at ThatPornGuide, and on Reddit at PornPodcast. Oh, I almost forgot. And we also have a WordPress page now where we drop our blogs. They can be found at ThatPornGuidePodcast.wordpress.com. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. I'm out.